Davey broke the law again. Heard this time he's going to the pen. Guess I didn't eat my lunch, cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother and that is that. Mom's in a mood this week, cause she thinks her family is going crazy. Guess it started with the baby. She went in for a hug, then it bit her on the cheek. That was pretty funny to me, but I guess I should have more sympathy. I never raised a kid, but I bet I'd do a good job if I did. Had a dream about a promised land, walking around with a big gun in my hands. And when I look you in the eye, you're gonna tell me that you love me and hold me tight. Cause you know that I have no fear, ain't gonna walk into the river and disappear. I'm gonna be a powerful man, red blood running down the broken sand.
Are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. It is... Wait, hold on. How do I... Let me start over. I've forgotten how I do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05:02:03:04 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. We have started out our playlist tonight with Powerful Man by Sandy Alex G, followed by the Probably Birds theme song, brought to us kindly by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And thus we depart the most professional part of the show. This is the radio show where I, your host, DJ Pending, have prepared 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long radio show time slot. And with the remaining 30 minutes of non-scheduled musical time, I fill space with my voice. I say words, and I say them at you, the listener. And we're just going to do real quick tests. We're going to see how many people are listening. At least 14? Weird. Hello, everyone. That's like way more than really the show is warranted. But I'm glad you're here. I'm very happy. I love you, and you contribute meaningfully to the world around you. So thank you for everything that you do, both in relation to your audienceship and just in every other aspect of your being around. But let's see. Well, what do we talk about on the show? We talk about birds sometimes. Not often, but sometimes. We talk about my life most of the time because that's what I know best. And that is the topic that is most available to me at 1 a.m. on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. I'm not really, you know, on the ball with stuff. But let's fill longtime listeners, of which there are none. There are three. I don't know. Not many, I imagine. But let's fill y'all in on sort of these continuing sort of storylines that I have going on this season of Probably Birds. Storyline one, I have finished Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. I don't know how to pronounce either the title of the book or the author, but I think it's a well-known enough work that y'all know what I'm talking about. I finished it, finally. It's a long time running. It took me far longer to finish it than I had intended. And in part, and I usually don't talk long about the books I read because I don't think anyone actually cares, but here we go. It took me a while, in part because I stopped looking forward to reading it, which is too bad. Because overall, I did think it was a pretty good book. I thought it did a lot of interesting things with its plot and its protagonist, especially given the time period in which it was written, which I believe was the mid-1800s, although I could be completely wrong about that. And there were some, it was kind of interesting, it was kind of fun, but I do feel like it would have benefited from being shorter. I think there were some elements of the book that perhaps could have been left out and would have been okay to have been left out. But, I mean, I gave it a 4 out of 5 on Goodreads, which is weird considering that towards the end I was pretty done with it. So I don't make of that what you will. 4 out of 5. And I think part of the issue is that before reading Jane Eyre, I had recently read Pride and Prejudice by the illustrious Jane Austen. And although I read a very short book, a contemporary novel in between Pride and Prejudice and Jane Eyre, I don't think I gave myself enough space from the sort of Victorian style narrative and just language. It's not my favorite. Perhaps because I don't live in Victorian times, and perhaps because narrative and language have come a long way since then. Maybe that's a bit too, I don't want to say that their way of doing things was wrong. I'm just saying that I prefer the contemporary way of doing things to an extent. I mean, look, there's garbage wherever you look. There's garbage everywhere. Welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that is about garbage and is also garbage. Hello. Anyways, excuse me. Finish Jane Eyre, give it a read, or don't. I'm now reading The Haunting of Hill House, and I'm enjoying it a lot more. And I think it is sort of, it's a break from that Victorian sort of style. It's more contemporary. It's not contemporary. It was written in like the 1950s, but it is a world of difference in the language. And Shirley Jackson, you know, you can't go wrong with Shirley Jackson, so I think I will have it finished by next radio show. I'll give a far briefer synopsis, probably. Maybe you'll even find it funny. Maybe you won't. That is really neither here nor there. What else is new? Oh, yeah, sort of continuing plot line number two. I've done this sort of awkward thing where I've gone on dates on Monday nights, and then I've come onto my radio show and like sort of self-consciously talked about the date while being aware, and I am aware, my listeners, that it's kind of weird to go on a date and then immediately go on a radio show and just talk about it live on air. That being said, and this plot line, I think, is coming to a close, not for sad reasons, hopefully, but for good reasons, which is that it's been going great, and there's really going to be, I think, less and less sort of novel things to report, because it's just going good, and I'm, you know, it's good. It's not, it's good. Okay? I bought her flowers, and she liked them. So, things are, you all don't know this, because you only know me as the crazy guy on the radio, but in many ways, I'm quite a romantic individual, and sometimes I sort of allude to that. I tell you how comfortable I am. I've taken my shoes. Is barefootedness romantic? I've taken my shoes off, which I don't know about the sanitariness of that in the studio, but it's 1 a.m. and there's no one really here to tell me I shouldn't. Especially because the general manager, DJ Tolstoy, also known as Rose, who is usually in her office even at this late hour, I knocked on her door. She wasn't there, so I didn't get to have a nice conversation with our one and only DJ Tolstoy and a great friend. And so, Rose, if you're out there, I hope... Well, I don't want to discuss your personal life too much, but I hope the thing that happened to you today went well. We'll talk about it later. She's probably asleep. I hope she is. She deserves, like, all the rest and relaxation in the world. She works so hard, guys. I hope you go to sleep, Rose. Know that I love you. And, yeah, welcome to the show, guys. It's going to be like this all night. I've got a few things that maybe I can talk about. I have new deodorant. And I'm sure that more things will sort of pop up as we go along. But we'll talk a bit about the deodorant, maybe, if I remember. But anyways, I got some more songs for y'all. I'll come back in a bit. We'll talk. It'll be nice, or it won't be. But here I am. You really don't have much other options at 1 to 2 a.m., I don't think. So, yeah, here's some music. I love you. I really do. People care about you. I care about you. It's important to care about yourself. We'll continue that theme. Here we go. Here's some songs in the meanwhile. Okay, here we go. Mwah.
The table by the window with the view, casting shadow, the sun was pushing through. Spoke a lot of words, I don't know if I spoke the truth. Got so much to lose, got so much to prove.
Glimpse of you. I said it was love and it did it for love.
Wow. Hello. Hi. Hello. It's me, DJ Pending. Welcome back to my voice coming at you. We just heard Trouble by Cage the Elephant, followed by Half Light One by Arcade Fire. And, you know, I don't talk much about the music I play in this show, but I don't play much live music, but I just think that version of Trouble is like both the really good and also I'd say better than the version on, what is it, Thank You, I'm Pretty. And hot take, although I think Thank You, I'm, no wait, Tell Me I'm Pretty. I was thinking Thank You, Happy Birthday. Although I think Tell Me I'm Pretty is like a pretty good album, it's definitely like not my favorite of Cage the Elephant. But anyways, let's move on. Here we move on to perhaps the most contractually obligated part of my show, which is when I read the PSA. So buckle up, guys, because it's coming at you hot. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. And so there you go, guys. Just a reminder that a disaster is both unexpected and imminent, and that we should appreciate everything that we have while we still have it. And maybe do some prep work, but I don't know. I don't know how much I'm allowed to undermine the PSAs I read, but I'm just saying, live in the moment, you know? Appreciate things. It's nice. Back in the day, back in season one of Probably Birds, when my show was from 3 to 4 a.m., I used to read that PSA in a funny voice every night. But now that it's 1 to 2 a.m., I have a little bit more sort of self-respect, maybe, or maybe it's just shame, but I don't do that anymore. And maybe I'll bring it back. We'll see. We'll talk, guys. But let's move on to some sort of stimulating conversation. I recently, my dear listeners, bought new deodorant. I know. I think, if I recall correctly, I am now a user of Dove Men Care Extra Fresh. Might be like, if you scramble all those words together, I think you get the title of my deodorant. And it's kind of a weird transition. Ever since I started using deodorant, way back when, like in middle school, when my body got weird and my armpits started smelling bad, I think one morning or one afternoon or whatever, I got home from school and I saw that someone had inconspicuously placed a thing of deodorant just on my desk in my room. And that was the extent of the conversation between my parents and I, that I should start wearing deodorant. It wasn't a conversation. It was just, I found deodorant and I took it and I started using it. And I used Right Guard, Fresh Blast, I think is what it was. And that worked for a long time for me, right? And then something happened where maybe, I think they changed the formula or something, where it definitely started staining my clothes with like white, like, I don't know, deodorant stain. So it's not, I don't think it's the sweat stains. I think it is legit just the deodorant getting on the fabric of my clothing and staining it. And it's like impossible to get out. Believe me, I've tried. And so I've got all these shirts where, this is like a weird amount of information, but I've got all these shirts where I don't like want to lift my arms too high or else like the white deodorant stains are quite visible. And it got pretty awkward. And so I thought, well, this won't do. I have to get new deodorant. And I thought that really too late. I mean, the problem had progressed to a pretty bad level by the time I had had enough, because my standards are low. But I went to the store to buy new deodorant thinking I can't get Right Guard. And I look, your mileage may vary. Don't take my experience with Right Guard Fresh Blast to be like, I don't want to get in trouble with anyone here is what I'm saying. But this is what happened to me. I went to the store and I was looking through the deodorants and I saw Right Guard Fresh Blast. And I saw that they had a new little like thing on the packaging that said, new formula won't stain clothes. And I thought, thank God, someone at Right Guard God even perhaps works for Right Guard, right? And he heard my prayers. He realized that, you know, having DJ Pending, or Jonah, as God knows me, having Jonah change his deodorant would really mess with him, because he's used this deodorant his whole deodorant-using life. The smell of that deodorant is like basically my smell, you know? I mean, and I've been complimented on it several times throughout both middle school and high school, and not so much in college, but maybe people just don't smell me as much. I don't know. The point is, that was the smell I was used to. It's a smell that people associate with me, and here I go, and I think I'm going to have to change it. And I find Right Guard has fixed their formula, and so I'm like, great, new deodorant. But it's the same deodorant. I keep using it. And I realized recently that no, it's still staining my clothes like just as bad as it was before. And so I said, you know what, Right Guard, I've had enough. And then I resolved to use the rest of the deodorant in the thing I, you know, bought. And then I told my girlfriend, that's right. I brought her up earlier. I said, yo, this is a problem I'm having. And she's like, why are you still using it? And I said, yeah, you know, that's a good point. And so I went to CVS. This is a terrible story. It's a story about how I bought deodorant. But I went to CVS and I bought, I didn't know what deodorant to buy, but I heard that antiperspirants tend to stain perhaps more than just normal plain old deodorants. And indeed, Right Guard Extra Fresh was a deodorant and antiperspirant. And so I thought, you know, I'm done with antiperspirants. I'm just going to get a plain old deodorant and maybe it will be fine. Because, like, honestly, although I used antiperspirant every day, I still perspired, guys. I, like, and sometimes quite a bit. Like, not gonna lie, I don't know if it was very effective for me. And so why would I ever turn to that, knowing that maybe it stains my clothes more? These are the questions I asked myself. And indeed, I did not return to it. I sort of shrugged off my brand loyalty, and I bought that Dove deodorant, and it's not an antiperspirant, and this is day number two of wearing it, and it's kind of weird. I haven't exactly gotten used to my new smell yet, and so I'm sort of going around and I'm smelling this odor everywhere, because it's not like an unpleasant odor. It's fine, you know, it's not what I'm used to, and so I think it's going to take a while for me to sort of habituate that stimulus. There's my psych major coming out. Watch out. Or don't. And I think it's going to take a while for me to sort of grow accustomed to it. And, you know, I'm going to go home for Thanksgiving and see all my friends, and they're going to hug me because we love each other, and they're going to smell me because we love each other. And that's what people who love each other do, I guess. And maybe something will be disrupted. I don't know. I guess I'll have to let you guys know when I come back from Thanksgiving. But this is just what I'm going through these days. Because smell, okay, that I've like gone over the time I intended to talk about deodorant for. Not that I really intended to talk about anything, but I'm supposed to play more music now. But real quick, smell is very powerful for the human brain. I mean, our sense of smell is, although it's not as good as like other animal sense of smell, it's still phenomenal. Like way more fine-tuned than our eyesight or our hearing, for instance. So we have a really good sense of smell. It goes like basically straight to the brain, and it's really powerful in invoking memories. And so maybe by switching my deodorant, I've sort of compromised the memories my friends have of me, where when I meet them, they don't really have those memories activated by the sort of olfactory system anymore. And I'm just a stranger, right? I'm a stranger wearing Jonah's skin, but you can smell the difference, and the memories are lost, or they're at least not mine. And that's, I guess, how I feel about deodorant. I'm going to play some more music now. That took some turns. I'm going to play some more music now. I love you. Thank you for being here, both here listening and just here in this world, because you are valuable and important, and I love you. And other people love you too. And that is truth. That is, and it's beautiful. Okay, here we go. Buckle up. I'll be back. Okay. Mwah.
An ice heart in a white suit and a baby blue sedan, and I am doing the best that I can. all the units, they were standing in rows singing, please start us out just as fast as you possibly can. Sad song, last dance, and no one knows who the band was. And Henry, you danced like a wooden Indian. She said this one mattered and I felt it had a spirit. I shot the storm because I didn't hear it till late. And it's hard to be a human being. And it's harder as anything else. And I'm lonesome when you're around. And I'm never lonesome when I'm by myself. That I can. All the units, they were standing in a row singing, please start us out just as fast as you possibly can. Sad song, last dance, and no one knows who the band was. And Henry, you danced like a wooden Indian. And it's hard to be a human being. And it's harder as I'm lonesome when you're around, and I'm never lonesome when I'm by myself. And I miss you when you're around. And I miss you when you're around. And I miss you when. Just look at me.
myself in, wondering why, when I know that they don't, yet it was true.
Hello, it's me. I'm back. We just heard Baby Blue Sedan by Modest Mouse, followed by I Can't Fly by Dr. Dog. Hope y'all enjoyed. I hope you guys don't mind the sort of excessively lo-fi approach to I Can't Fly, and indeed the entire album Toothbrush by Dr. Dog. I kind of like it. I think I know why, but I don't know if I want to talk about why. Not because it's excessively personal, just because we got other fish to fry, baby. What have we covered today? We talked about deodorant, we talked about books, and now we're going to talk about something else, something I've brought up, maybe another sort of continuing storyline, though if you're just jumping in today, that's totally fine. I'm applying to grad school. I have 4 applications due either December 1st or December 2nd, which means that I have 4 personal statements / essays that I have to write of, you know, various degrees of, what's the word? Like personalization towards the programs? You know what I mean? And in most of these essays, the vast majority of them are the classic personal statement kind of things, like, who are you and why do you want to be here? And like maybe where are you going? Those are the 3 big things. You want to hit all those marks. You want to make yourself seem interesting and also not crazy. But then University of Denver PsyD program has a bigger question to ask. They say, listen, that's maybe even pull up the prompt. Maybe that's like it'll probably take too long for me to find actually, but maybe I'll pull it up later. But the gist is, they want me to describe a person in my life who I have either ambiguous or conflicting feelings about. And I'm supposed to write about this person in a way that makes them come alive, you know, on paper. And then I'm supposed to discuss how my, you know, personal history and experiences and thoughts have perhaps influenced the way I feel about this person and the role they play in my life. And I'm sitting here thinking, University of Denver, are you crazy? Why is that relevant to my application to be a clinical psychologist? Why do I have to talk about a person who I have mixed feelings about? And another question I have, and this is perhaps more for myself than for the University of Denver, but do I have a person in my life who I feel that conflicted about? Who like, is there an ongoing tension with a relationship in my life that I can actually explore in the context of an admissions essay for a graduate school program? And I don't know if there is, which is a weird position to be in. And I mean, I could definitely make some stuff up. Not maliciously, you know, not entirely made up. I'd have to exaggerate some things and perhaps exaggerate my feelings of conflict and ambiguity in order to sort of weave a compelling narrative. Because it does sound like they want a narrative, doesn't it? They ask me to make the person come alive on the page. Which again, I enjoy writing. You know, I got nothing against writing. But it just seems sort of out there for a side E program application essay. And I was thinking, this is like a wild idea, but the only person who I really think I feel conflicted about enough and think about enough, maybe it's going to sound conceited even, but the only person I think about enough and feel conflicted about enough to, I think, really write a truthful, convincing essay would be myself. I know, yeah, that there's the twist of the show. But I also don't know if I should write an essay about how I feel conflicted about myself. I mean, so there are two essays that the University of Denver asked for. One is this weird one, and the other one is the classic, who are you, why do you want to go here, and what are you going to do? Personal statement essay. And I'm concerned that writing an essay about feelings of conflict and ambiguity towards myself will sort of undercut the personal statement, which I'm very much trying to sell myself to this institution, which is another weird position to be in. I guess many people find themselves in that sort of dynamic where they're trying to sell themselves to an institution or a corporation, or, you know, job interviews is what comes to mind. And I don't know, guys. I'd ask what you think, but none of you are here with me. I'm alone in a dark studio, talking to fundamentally myself, which is interesting when you consider the topic of conversation, which is essentially myself. But I guess I do have conflicting feelings about myself. Generally, I feel positively towards myself, which is good, which is important, which is something that everyone deserves to feel. But, you know, there's some weird stuff. I think everyone feels conflicting things about themselves, surely. Surely, I don't know much. I probably won't let you guys know what I end up writing about, because I'll forget to let you guys know, because it's not really all that interesting. But maybe I'll write about myself, and maybe that will be weird, and maybe I'll get into the University of Denver, or maybe I won't. But honestly, guys, it would not be the end of the world if I didn't. And I mean, they got a good program, and I think Denver is probably a cool place to be. But also, it's all the way over in Denver. I don't know anyone there. It's like a very expensive program, and it's like that expensive for, you know, about 5 years of my life. We'll see. I will let you know where I'm going to grad school, probably. I mean, I just imagine what will come up. I don't really expect any of you to keep listening to the show for that long a period of time. But if you do, you'll be in luck. You'll get to know where I'm going, and you could follow me there. And then, although I won't know you, or perhaps I will, but maybe I won't, I won't know you where I go to grad school. You will know me, and you can invite me, I don't know, over for like a cup of tea, and I won't say no. You know why? Because I'll be lonely. Let's explore these anxieties about grad school, because I'll be lonely, because I'll be in a new place without any friends, and a tea from a stranger will sound great. And what will you do? You'll invite me into your like weird like top floor apartment, which has like a big sort of dome sort of skylight, and in this sort of dome skylight area there are a bunch of bird cages. They're everywhere. You keep birds because you're a fanatic. You're a fan of the show, and you're a fan of birds, and that's maybe why you're a fan of the show. I'm not sure. That's between you and the birds. But there are birds everywhere, and there's tea in a mug, and I feel unsettled but intrigued, and that's when we begin, I don't know, maybe we'll steal a declaration of independence. Maybe we'll talk about birds. I'm kind of talking about birds now by proxy. Parakeets, chickadees, all the rest of them. Kites, I believe, is both... Kites are interesting because kites are both a shape. They are a thing that you hold on a string and the wind flies it up in the air. And I believe they are a type of bird. Perhaps among other things, I don't know a lot about kites. I have fun with them sometimes. Though oftentimes, whenever I took a kite out as a kid, they'd get like stuck in a tree, and that would not be as fun. But it wouldn't be terrible either. It'd just kind of be, you know, it is what it is kind of deal. But that being said, I am going to play the last two songs of the night now. I hope y'all enjoy. I'll come back. We'll say goodbye. Maybe someone else will be here, and it'll be awkward because I don't really plan for that appropriately. But maybe no one will show up and we'll close out the station. Anyways, I love you. I'll be back. Enjoy these last two songs. And yeah, okay. I'm happy that you exist in this world. Okay, here we go.
Burn up with the water. The floods around the plains. The planets in a row. Smiling.
You're rolling again.
Thanks, Robert.
Come on
now. One, two, three.
Just heard Mary by Big Thief, followed by Engine by Neutral Milk Hotel. And although I don't talk much about the music I play on this show, I just gotta say, Engine, Neutral Milk Hotel, always just kind of stops me in my tracks. What? At least I think it's an incredible song, I don't know. But anyways, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I've got Mitch in the studio with me. He's up next. Music with Mitch. Stick around, give it a listen. I'm sure it's a good time. Right, Mitch? Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Mitch says yes.
Yeah.
Nuts. I think hell's okay. I've received mixed messages on it, but it's you know, 2 a.m. Who cares? But anyways, Music with Mitch up next. Give it a listen. I'm going to play an outro track to let the transition be somewhat smooth. This is Wasted Hours by Arcade Fire. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Please do take care of yourself. That's what's most important. Take care of others too, if you can. Have a great night and a great week. And yeah, take care.
before we knew where to go and what to do. Wasted hours that you made new, and time.